Pierre just told me. I asked him to get onto Washington and get it straight from Bromley Smith. If they've done this, we're going to have to, it seems to me, my curbstone reaction is we're going to have to move the pressure up a little and maybe take advantage of it. One always has to be careful about that first reaction, but this is a provocation that we can use if we can figure out the right way to use it. We sure as hell can't put any, can't trade on that basis, so that's no go.
But how do you use it?
Well, Mr. President, I'm not sure. My mind goes back to the use of naval force again and to the stopping of their ships and possibly of other ships. I think the quarantine has proved itself the workable instrument, and it has a precedent, but I hate to make you curbstone judgment on that. I'll be getting back to Washington as fast as I can, and we'll get cranked up and think about it this afternoon. What's your own feeling, sir?
I think that we can't release fishing boats. That's obvious.
That's obvious.
Second, then what pressure can we do? What pressure can we bring that will not escalate a lot of other things? And I would guess that some sort of blockade.
Naval action of some sort looks right to me.
I'll meet with the New York Times.
I would hold my fire very carefully, Mr. President, and listen on that.
Do you know anything I ought to know before I go over there?
No, sir. I know you know as well as I know what kind of a crowd they are. They're,
No, I don't.
Well, the Times editorial page is a soft page, Mr. President. It makes Walter Lippmann look like a warmonger. They're clever, but they're not very, they don't have a whole lot of judgment. Got to show them you're a man of peace without letting them call the tune, I think, and you're damn good at that, and I don't think I can give you much more than that general comment. They've been good to the administration, but I think they're going to be watching a little bit. They're not Zionists, but they're influenced by Zionists. They're intelligent men. They have their European man tends to be rather favorable to General de Gaulle. He's used to be the, I forget his name at the moment, he used to be the U.S. newsman in Paris. A lot of their South American stuff is done by Matthews. It's no good at all. They're tempted by neutralization in Vietnam, which doesn't make any sense at this stage, any further than you took it last Saturday, which was, I think, just right on the button. That's about
what do we say about neutralization of Vietnam? We have probed and we know there's no possibility of neutralizing North Vietnam.
That's right.
If they would leave their neighbors alone,
we'd leave everybody
problem,
alone
immediately. But they won't do it. And to say that you're going to neutralize South Vietnam and let them take North Vietnam is silly.
Yeah.
Is that
the That is exactly right, Mr. President. You cannot neutralize the bottom half with the top half waiting to eat it up. There's just no countervailing strength. And the north half is not about to be neutralized.
Well, they say, what about Laos?
Laos is different, Mr. President. We had a strength on the scene. There are three different kinds of strength on the scene, ours, the reds, and the neutrals. They're still there, actually. Pumi's army is still there. What we did was to put a cloak of legitimacy over a division that had existed before, and we gained from it because Savannah Puma is now on our side. But there's no balance of forces like that in South Vietnam, and if the U.S. forces were withdrawn, the thing would collapse like a pack of cards. Maybe when we have a stronger position, and maybe when we press through with this, and maybe if they can get a government that'll move, and if we can get a government that'll move, which we don't need to tell them, there'll come a time when there'll be a balanced force in South Vietnam that can survive. But anyone who thinks that exists now is crazy, and anybody who says it exists is undermining the essential first effort. And that's the hazard in what de Gaulle is doing, and it's the hazard in what some other people are suggesting. I wouldn't mention them, but you could look them right in the eye.
Who is it that you all formally, you and the President formally consulted on these things that we're not consulting?
Nobody, Mr. President. This is, I have been up and down this with Kraft and told him it is sheer nonsense. And
it's being leaked, though. You see Ted Lewis in the news today?
No, I didn't
He's
see Lewis. I don't even know Lewis, and I don't see him. But it's sheer nonsense, Mr. President, and anyone who's saying it is getting it out of I know damn well, because I've been up and down it, and I wouldn't believe it beforehand, not out of my staff, and not out of your immediate staff, and not out of the people who are loyal to you, and I think everybody who's staying on in the White House is loyal to you and is going to play it that way. So it's just nonsense. And I think we've got it knocked on the head with the very responsible people. I don't think Kraft will say it again in a while, and I don't think at lunch with Joe Altsup yesterday, he doesn't even believe it. I know Lippman doesn't believe it. I don't think we're going to get that from responsible people.
What was Kraft's argument? Had somebody leaked it to him?
I said, now, come on, where do you get this stuff? Well, he said, it's just the way it feels to me, that there aren't enough people giving staff advice to the president. I said, look, the reason I was brave enough to go away, and the reason the president let me go away, was that he knew my staff, and they knew him, and he'd made a point of it, and they've all been in touch with him right through, and I've been very proud of the way they've made themselves useful, and you just ought to go and do your homework. Did you call anybody? Did you ask anybody? He said, no. So... we parted.
Okay, now you better get back there. And
I'll be back there.
Talk to him in the meantime. And where does Pierre get his stuff, Maticker?
Pierre will go right through to Bromley Smith, who is in touch with the Situation Room, and he'll get the exact stuff from him, and I'll be back there on the first shuttle I can get after this damn lunch I'm pinned into.
All right.
All right, sir.